One of the world's most unusual animals is in danger of extinction. It's the Tasmanian devil, an animal named after its native island and its generally brutish behavior. It's the size of a terrier with short, dark hair and sharp teeth. Recently, it's been afflicted with a mysterious form of facial cancer. The disease has wiped out as many as half the devils in Tasmania, off the coast of Australia. As NPR's Christopher Joyce reports, the situation has generated a lot of sympathy for the devil.
The Tasmanian devil is one of those animals you probably encountered in middle school, in that chapter of your first biology textbook on marsupials. Remember those? The mammals with the pouch where they carry and nurse their young? The bandicoot? The wombat? Actually, if you'd been watching Bugs Bunny cartoons instead of doing your homework, you would have known about one infamous marsupial.
What's cooking?
The Tasmanian devil's on the loose! Run! Run! Run for your life!
I don't even know what a Tasmanian devil is. I'd better find out more about him.
Bugs Bunny discovers that Tasmanian devils love meat. At about 25 pounds, a devil can kill a rodent or bird, but mostly devils like carcasses. They usually eat as a group, snarling, snuffling, and chewing, as you can hear from this NPR recording of a real Tasmanian devil enjoying his lunch, bones and all.
The devil's just a wonderful little character. They've got loads and loads and loads of personality.
Wonderful? Well, Mena Jones thinks so. She's a Tasmanian zoologist who studies this animal. Jones says devils are unusually intelligent, with an active social life. As the world's largest carnivorous marsupial, they're an oddity. Until recently, there were about 150,000 of them in the world, almost all in Tasmania. And now, half of those are dead. They're dying from a bizarre form of cancer that afflicts only Tasmanian devils and is threatening them with extinction.
It's absolutely ghastly. I mean, they get these maybe five or six tumors developing around the head. They can get into the jaws, they get into the eye. Many tumors secrete toxins.
The disease appeared several years ago, and it's spreading. If the cancer doesn't kill the animal outright, the tumors eventually block the throat and starve or suffocate the animal. No one knows how the disease started or how to treat it. Scientists suspect the animals pass the cancer on when they bite or scratch each other, during fights over food or during mating. Biologists like Nick Mooney with the Tasmanian Environment Department are trying to keep the disease in check.
We decide on a clean area by doing extensive trapping, catching lots and lots and lots of devils in that area. And when we can't find any diseased animals, perhaps taking youngsters that haven't yet got into bad fights.
Mooney says there's no test to see if a devil has been infected. Their best hope is to find young, uninfected animals and quarantine them. This isn't just something that worries Tasmanians, who consider the devil as something of a mascot. Lisa Daybeck is a wildlife biologist at the Woodland Park Zoo in Seattle.
I think it's a major threat, and all of the biologists that are involved with marsupial research and conservation are very alarmed.
Even if the disease is stopped, a decimated population of devils faces an uncertain future.
If the numbers of Tasmanian devils in the wild go down due to this disease, they will be even more vulnerable. And in this case, it's the foxes that have been introduced to the island.
Foxes prey on young devils and also eat the same food devils do. Biologists on mainland Australia are trying to establish breeding colonies to raise disease-free devils in captivity. Some devils also may be sent to U.S. zoos as well to be bred beyond the reach of the disease. Christopher Joyce, NPR News.
And to see what a Tasmanian devil looks like, I think they're kind of cute. You can go to our website, npr.org.